Cardinal Burke, Synodality is an Attempted Revolution in the Catholic Church. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 24, 2023. Rome, Cardinal Raymond Burke, the former head of the Vatican's highest court, warns in a new book that a move towards synodality is causing evident and grave harm to the Church. In his foreword for the synodal process is a Pandora's box by José Antonio Yurita and Julio Laredo de Esguiu. Cardinal Burke notes that the synodal path already put into practice in the Church in Germany has spread confusion and error in their fruit. Division, indeed schism, and with the imminent synod on synodality in Rome. It is rightly to be feared that the same confusion and error and division will be visited upon the universal Church. The American cardinal underscores the revolutionary nature of trying to redefine the Church by synodality, a term which has no history in the doctrine of the Church and for which there is no reasonable definition. From the time of the Apostles, the Church has been characterized by four marks, namely that it is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic, Burke observes, and never by synodality. Lumen Gentium, the dogmatic constitution on the Church issued by the Second Vatican Council in 1964, never even mentioned the word synodality. Synodality and its adjective, synodal, have become slogans behind which a revolution is at work to change radically the Church's self-understanding. In accord with the contemporary ideology which denies much of what the Church has always taught and practiced, Burke writes, it is vital to uncover the ideology at work, the cardinal declares, and to correct the deadly confusion and error and division it is propagating, inspiring the members of the Church to undertake true reform. In his critique, Cardinal Burke echoes similar concerns voiced by other prominent cardinals who have found the Vatican's move towards synodality troubling. The late Cardinal George Pell, for instance, called the upcoming synod on synodality a toxic nightmare, insisting that it is hostile to the Church's apostolic tradition. The Catholic Synod of Bishops has produced one of the most incoherent documents ever sent out from Rome, Pell wrote in reference to the Synod's working document. And what was intended to express God's dream of synodality has developed into a toxic nightmare. The synodal document focuses primarily on radical inclusion, listening, participation, and co-responsibility with believers and non-believers, while ignoring central themes of Christian teaching and practice, Pell wrote. In the text, the Christian message of salvation has been gutted of all content and the distinction between believers and unbelievers is rejected, he declared. For his part, Cardinal Gerhard Mola, the former prefect of the Vatican's doctrinal office, called the synodal path a hostile takeover of the Church of Jesus Christ. If they succeed, it will be the end of the Catholic Church, he said of those promoting the synodal process. And we must resist it like the old heretics of the Arianism. South African Cardinal Wilfred Napier sharply criticized the European bishops who are pushing a hermeneutics of synodality, saying they focusing more on structures and the exercise of power than on Jesus Christ. Isn't this the basic problem with the Church, especially in the West? Its focus is on structures and the exercise of power, not on Jesus? He proposed. Follow it, Williams, Rome,